St. Martin's Church in Jabiszewice consists of the following main parts: nave, chancel, sacristy, and the tower over the vestibule. The chancel has a trilateral end. It is about 16 meters high, 20 meters long, and 10 meters wide. A sacristy, on an elongated rectangular plan, was added to it from the north. The tower is topped with a small space known as an izbica, a room intended to house a bell. On the top, there is a spherical cupola, topped with a cross. The body of the church is covered by a gable roof with wide eaves. In the middle of its length, there is a smaller bell tower. A roof, supported by pillars, surrounds the church from the middle of the walls. These are arcades. They are covered with shingles, thin overlapping wooden tile-like planks. There are also shingles on the dome and walls of the tower, on the little bell tower, and on the roof. The chamber is covered with vertical boards. The walls of the church are made of horizontal log beams. The windows have semicircular peaks. Only the wall at the end of the chancel is decorated with a circular window. The church is entered through the vestibule and through the south wall of the nave. Two side altars are set up on either side of the nave in the corners. The entire vault is decorated with paintwork. Upon a vivid blue background runs a wide strip full of floral patterns. There are green twigs with leaves and red flowers. Medallions with images of saints are placed among them. Inside this frame, stars shine against the blue background as if in the sky. In the center of the vault, the scene of Pentecost is painted. Tongues of fire and a white dove hover above the 12 apostles. The orange walls of the nave are decorated with green floral patterns at the top and bottom. Between the nave and the presbytery runs, at the top, a wooden beam called the crossbeam, which is adorned with Baroque carvings of the crucifixion scene. On one side of Christ stands the Virgin Mary, on the other, Mary Magdalene. St. John is kneeling, embracing the cross. A gilded inscription is engraved on the beam, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world." The entire back wall of the presbytery is occupied by the magnificent Baroque main altar. It is a three-tiered arrangement of sculptures, ornamental branches, columns and paintings. In the center is the image of Our Lady of the Snows and Jesus Christ with gilded columns on either side. Between them, on the left, there is the figure of St. Peter with keys, and on the right, St. Paul with a sword. The whole altar is crowned with the image of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The sumptuous altar was mainly painted in green, gold, and maroon. The walls of the chancel are orange. The vault is filled with a painted blue sky full of golden stars. In the middle, there is a scene of the coronation of the Virgin Mary. She is kneeling with her hands raised. Next to her, Jesus lifts a crown. God the Father watches over them in the form of an old man with a long gray beard. In each of the four corners of the painting, there is an image of one of the evangelists in a golden frame. Botanical motifs, interspersed along the edges of the ceiling, complete the wonderful design. The interior of the church is filled with numerous sculptures and paintings. They depict saints and scenes from the Holy Scriptures. Among them, the sculpture, known as a Pietà, is the oldest, dating back to the 14th century. It is located on the northern wall of the chancel. It is 90 centimeters high and depicts a seated Mary wearing a golden robe and a blue cloak, cradling in her lap the dead body of Jesus. His head rests on her right shoulder. The Virgin Mary tenderly embraces her son. Her right hand touches the bloody wound in his chest. Mary's plump oval face is framed by a blue veil. Mary's eyes are large and clear, her lips red, her cheeks flushed. The pale body of Christ has the face and proportions of an adult, but the size of a young child. He has brown hair and a beard. A crown of thorns is stuck into his head, from under which blood oozes. A wrinkled white band covers the otherwise naked Christ's hips.